The concept of scientific objectivity rests upon the assumption of an external world which is out there, opposed to an I which is in here. According to this view, nature, in all her diversity, is out there. The task of the scientist is to observe the out there as objectively as possible. To observe something objectively means to see it as it would appear to an observer who has no prejudices about what he or she observes. The problem that went unnoticed for 3 centuries is that a person who carries such an attitude certainly is prejudiced. His or her prejudice is to be objective, that is, to be without a preformed opinion. In fact, it is impossible to be without an opinion. An opinion is a point of view. The point of view that we can be without a point of view is itself a point of view. The very decision to study one segment of reality instead of another is a subjective expression of the researcher who makes it. It affects his or her perceptions of reality, if nothing else. According to quantum mechanics, there is no such thing as objectivity. We cannot eliminate ourselves from the picture. We are a part of nature, and when we study nature, there is no way around the fact that nature is studying itself. Physics has become a branch of psychology, or perhaps the other way around.